We're back with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North. An exhibition on view at the Wisconsin Museum of Quilts and Fiber Arts through mid-November explores the expressive nature of water. The various materials used by some of the artists, things like stone, zippers, and straws, might be surprising, but the overall effect is a deep meditation on water and its importance. The exhibition was the brainchild of sculptor Susan Falkman. It was helped along by the Quilt Museum's exhibition's curator, Emily Schlemowitz. Both women joined us just as the show was opening in mid-August. Susan and Emily, it is a pleasure to have you both on Lake Effect. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell me about this exhibit, Water on Exhibit at the Museum of Quilts and Fiber Arts in Cedarburg. Emily, you're the exhibition's curator there. When did this all start to happen?
So this all started to coalesce actually about 3 years ago with Susan Falkman. And she can tell the story a little bit better about the beginning. So I came in about a year ago and started identifying additional artists to add to the exhibition. So all told, the exhibition has 13 contemporary fiber artists, and it represents sculpture, video, installation, quilts, shibori. So there's really a range of work on display right now.
It's the kind of thing that the museum often will do. There's usually a mix of interesting ways that people work with fiber that include things that are not fiber.
Yeah, we really try to take an expansive definition of fiber art, and that this exhibition really embraces that, as have other exhibitions. So that's really where curatorially I come in and really think about how we're going to mix marble sculpture in with, you know, quilts, and where how those two will intersect.
How they talk to each other.
How they talk to each other.
And Susan, you're the sculptor who's working with marble, right?
Yes.
And so when you 3 years ago were starting to think about this exhibition, what prompted it? What was the impetus behind putting all of this together?
Well, it's really interesting to retrospectively to look back at something that started as just a kind of a glimmer, and then how it evolves into this finished, wonderful exhibition. But it actually started with my feeling compelled throughout the years I've carved to create stone to look fluid like material and water. And so those elements are in all of my work. But in particular, with this piece of stone, when I turned 70, I had just finished a huge couple ton project. And I went to my studio and thought I would really love, I just wanted to give myself a challenge. And so I took a 1-inch slab of stone, 2 foot by 2 foot, and decided, okay, I'm going to turn this into looking like a piece of cloth. So that was the beginning of the exhibition. So I created this landscape. And as I carve, I have lots and lots of thoughts about, and water came into my thinking, as it often does. And the title of the piece was What Lies Beneath. Around this time that I was making this slab of stone look like a piece of cloth, I went to an exhibition at the Quilt Museum. And when I came back to my studio, the slab of stone that looked like cloth, I thought, oh, I'm going to divide this into squares, which I did. It became a landscape, which some of my work does, a landscape that where I was just the tiniest little spot on the landscape. Like you're when you're flying through the air and you look down. About this time, one of my favorite photographers came to view my work at the studio, and that was Vicki Reed. And as she was looking at this quilt, she said, oh, I've done some quilts with photography. And she planned to do a quilt piece with photography using little things from the photograph she took in my studio. Okay, so that was the start of it, and you know, that thought.
So it was just a conversation.
Just a conversation. Yeah. Oh, we could maybe do something. Well, then I carved about 6 quilts, and they were all telling a story of water. So after a number of them were done, I contacted the Quilt Museum and said, I've carved this quilt. And I'm wondering if you would be interested in looking at it and maybe talking about a way it could be presented.
And so, Emily, had anyone ever called and said, I've carved a quilt?
No, you know, that's a funny question, yeah. And I think it's intriguing. And when I went to Susan's studio, which is this glorious space over in Mequon off her property, I was really blown away by how marble really can transform. She can really transform marble, and it becomes this really incredible, very light material. And it totally said to me, fabric. So that's really where I got excited. And I thought, you know, this could really be an interesting exhibition if we brought in other artists and really contextualized it within the fiber arts. I think because she did six, you know, we're really going to see her work in context, but we're also going to see some really other incredible work. You know, there's other sculpture, and I wanted to think about how those sculptures utilizing some other unusual materials like zippers can, you know, really convey this sense of water and fabric.
That idea of flowing, that idea of fluidity and movement, and something we don't tend to think of with stone. We tend to think of things, water flowing over it, or we think of lava when stone is in its molten form. But, you know, stone itself we tend to think of as very solid, and to somehow make that transformation is very cool.
Which is interesting because stone actually is birthed in water. Its whole anatomy, and it's water that forms stone and forms our landscape.
And so they obviously connect.
Yeah.
But I think most of us don't think of it that way. You know,
right.
We think of it, this is solid, this is one thing, and this is another, and they are not, you know, they're not talking to each other in that way. I know Vicky's piece has something to do, is it her grandmother's piece?
Well, in the beginning, when there are two local artists who I really wanted to show with, one was Mary Mendla, who's also was embraced too by Emily, really liked what she was thinking
Wonderful
of doing.
Painter, she is. Yeah.
And that when she does her fiber work. And Vicky. She was originally going to do a fiber piece, and then it came to her that she wanted to do this grandmother's piece, which is an amazing concept and quite an endeavor for her. And I see it as a really its own standing exhibition. So she'll have that piece in the show, but it's a book, it's its own creation. It's really rather a wonderful project.
It's called River of Grandmothers. So it really thinks about water as sort of a metaphor for how lineage, woman's lineage within the family. And so she asked friends and family to give her portraits, photographic portraits of their grandmothers and tell a story about their grandmothers. And then she used a photographic process called cyanotype, which basically exposes a material, a treated fabric, to light and creates this imprint. So you can have the photograph on the actual fabric. And it's very, very long. And then she's going to display it with the stories. So you're really going to have this river of grandmothers and then the individual stories next to it. So it's a really poetic metaphor for family.
Well, I also love what you said earlier, too, about how all of these different materials that we don't tend to think of as specifically fiber are all creating these quilts, that are all creating these tapestries, mm-hmm. that they've all come together in this one exhibition. And so now, Susan, that you've seen all the pieces and you've gotten to be a curator in addition to somebody who's showing in this, are you astounded by the complexity and the variety of the work that you're seeing?
I just love the way it's come together. And co-curating the collaborative process with Emily has been just, it's so positive and so wonderful. We like kind of flow together as we work on the project. But that's what I mean. You look back retrospectively and see that path, like the path water takes as it etches across the path that this idea took.
And so how many artists are represented in this?
So there are 13 artists. Some are local. There are actually quite a few local. So, and then some are from Chicago. And then some are global. So we actually have an artist from Japan, Akiko Ike, who installed these beautiful large-scale carp in our museum atrium. So when you walk in, you're actually going to be greeted by these carp that hang from the museum ceiling. And she uses this process that she calls chiku-chiku, which is basically an onomatopoeic word to describe the thread going into the fabric. They're just lovely. And she was here actually to give a workshop on her process. And then, you know, when you go upstairs, there's going to be this incredible entryway to water.
I want to thank both of you so much for taking the time, coming down and telling us about it, and best of luck with it.
Thank you.
Sculptor Susan Faulkman is an exhibitor in and the co-curator of Water, the current exhibit at the Wisconsin Museum of Quilts and Fiber Arts in Cedarburg. Emily Schlemowitz is the museum's exhibition curator and co-curator of this exhibit. The show runs through mid-November. There's more information at wuwm.com.